mellow and just kind of chill. And then when you get on stage, it's just this whole other person. I know sometimes, like, female singer will say they have sort of an alter ego on stage that they kind of morph into when they get up there. I mean, does that same thing happen to you, or what transition is happening to go from mellow Kip to stage Kip?
You know, honestly, Becca, I'm not quite sure what transition happens. I know that I have a lot of pent-up emotions, I think, a lot of times. I think a lot of it's from the way I grew up. But I think a lot of that is released in my songs. I'm so connected to my songs. You know, they're very personal songs for me, and that's the way I write. So I think that a lot of passion comes out of those songs when I play that I might kind of hide when I'm around people.
Can you talk about that your big tour news getting added
here? Oh, wow. I mean, are you talking the fall tour? Or
yeah.
When I found out I was on the Eric Church tour, I mean, that was one of the main ones I really wanted to be on. I've always respected the way Eric has gone about his career. I feel like it's similar to how mine has started. We've been in a band for 3.5-4 years, touring the entire country until recently. And it's been a hard, hard road building an underground swell and an underground loyal fan base. And I've always loved Eric's records, and it's just nice to see him now being acknowledged, and he's getting the recognition that he deserves. And it's just one of the main tours I want to be a part of, because it's going to be a wild, wild time, and I'm ready for that.
For now.
You were on the Billy Currington tour, and that's a very more mellow tour than Eric's is going to be. Can you talk about the difference and what you might take from this tour that you just finished to go on to Eric's tour?
I've got a collection of a lot of different kind of songs. I mean, I feel like you can throw me in the late night bar at 12 o'clock and I will get as wild as anybody for an hour. Or you can throw me on an acoustic stage with Jewel, and I've got some songs that I can pull out of my bag for that. But I think I learned, you know, Billy was great with the crowd. He was great with pulling the fans into his world. He was a true professional. I think you can learn from anybody on the road with, and I know that I probably took a lot from Billy without even knowing it, and I'm sure it will translate into my next run with Eric. But you know, you can learn as much from a bad show as you can from a good one, and I always try to go out and watch the guys that I'm opening for, because I want to try to soak up as much as I can.
Congrats on going number one.
Yeah.
Where were you when you got the call, and how to celebrate?
I was in Rome, Georgia, and to be honest, I didn't celebrate until about 2 nights ago. I think I've been in such a whirlwind with everything happening, and I've been touring so solid and hard 6-7 days a week for the last 5 months that I'm so focused on my shows when I'm out there. I'm trying to think how to always make them better, that I was very excited. And I was very humbled by it, but I don't think it soaked in until I got back to Nashville. And I had like a few down days of be like, holy cow, you know, I've written a number one song. And that's what I've always wanted to do. So me and my manager went out and had probably a few too many drinks and hugged it out and maybe bawled on each other a little bit, but it was a good feeling.
If you were a fan at CMA Fest, who did you wait in line to see, or who would you?
Well, I haven't quite gone that route, but who would I? Are you asking me who I would see?
Dead or alive?
I'm a massive Willie Nelson fan. I grew up on Red Headed Stranger, being played 9 million times in my house. My mom loved Willie, and even my mom was like this really amazing, good Christian Southern Baptist woman. Her all-time goal was to play keyboards for Willie Nelson. So I think my mom was so cool that all of a sudden I fell in love with Willie Nelson. So that's the only guy I get a little starstruck when I see him walk it off. You know, there's Willie Nelson. Yeah. So yeah, Willie.
George, where were you a year ago?
Not here.
Well, that's why.
Not in this room.
That's why I want to do is compare where you were a year ago to where you're going to be in an hour.
A year ago, I was on the grass watching the show. So you know, just to be on that stage playing tonight, you know, it's a humbling thing. I've been going at this for a long time though, so I'm ready. Like I'm ready for it. But things have definitely changed in my life a whole lot in the last year. I'm very grateful for those changes. I don't have to watch a show from the grass this year. And, you know, somebody say, hey, get out of my way. You know, so spilling the beer on me anyways.
Having a number one song adds a whole lot of pressure to follow that up.
Yes, it does. I put pressure on myself regardless. Everybody that knows me, I'm so scared of losing this as a career. It's the only thing I want to do. I've never had a backup, and this is it for me. I will not be happy doing anything else, so the pressure is there regardless of this song. But it definitely, I think, the pressure for me comes from all the people, like my manager and my publicist over here, and so many people that put so much time into my career that I don't want to let those guys down. So I think that's where the added pressure comes from. But not with myself, it's going to be there regardless. It'll be there if I have 10 number ones in a row. I'm just so scared of losing this, you know. Big bucket list. I'll just throw out one of them, you know, to be up for a CMA possibly, CMA award. I've always wanted to be on that show and play on that stage and be up for an award, but I could rattle off about 30 more things on my bucket list, but that's just the first one that comes to mind, maybe.
We're going to finish off with Becca.
I just wanted to know, you mentioned being humble. I mean, and you've been, it seems, very overwhelmed by the success and questioning yourself a lot about that. And to be in a week like this where everything is so concentrated and the fans, I imagine, have been giving you amazing feedback. I walked by today and saw you with a huge line of people waiting to meet you. Can you talk about trying to wrap your brain around all the love and enthusiasm that these fans that you're here to see are giving to you?
You know, last year I could walk through this town and nobody knew who I was. I could walk in a bar and nobody knew. And, you know, it's just like today, I walk in there to get a drink and, you know, I had, you know, everybody in there, you know, mom saying, you know, hey, kid, now I can't. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I am. I guess that is my name. You know, I'm just kind of like, wow, they want to talk to me, you know. But it's what I go back to. It's just, it's humbling. I'm grateful because those are the only reason, those people are the only reason I get to do this. So it excites me. It excites me that people are now recognizing and people are standing in line to meet me because that means they're loving me.